This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
On our Producer Tuesday, brought to you by the Professional Dairy Producers, we look at improving soil conditions. With us, Aaron Pape from UW Discovery Farms. And Aaron, thank you for joining us. Regarding soil and manure spreading, can you share with us how we've evolved and any new tips on the subject?
Yeah, you know, at Discovery Farms, we've done a lot of work in the past that has really demonstrated how important it is to get manure out when soil and weather conditions are in the right condition. You know, so when soils are dry, they can support that manure application equipment. They absorb that manure, hold on to those nutrients. When soils are wet, you know, you cause compaction and rutting, and manure is more likely to run off. And then if we can avoid manure applications, you know, within a day or two of rainfall, that greatly reduces nutrient losses as well. So that's kind of the background research that's really established why I've been thinking about trying to improve our soil conditions and make them more suitable for manure spreading. So when you reduce tillage on fields, it improves that soil weight-bearing capacity. The soils can hold up your equipment better. They can hold on to that manure better. And so if we reduce soil disturbance, reduce tillage, that soil is going to dry out faster and be stronger so that you can actually get out there and spread when the weather conditions are right. Then the other big thing that helps improve soil strength and soil condition is having growing crops out there. Something like a cover crop that's going to be putting those roots in the ground, kind of binding those soil particles together, creating a mat that'll carry your equipment. And in addition, those growing crops, they're going to wick that water out of the soil and dry it out faster. If you go walk out in an alfalfa field right now, that soil is going to be fairly dry. You're probably not going to get much mud on your boots. If you go walk out in a chisel plowed silage field, you're going to get all muddy because that soil is not going to be dry yet. It's not going to be stable. And so if we can keep those soils in that stable, more dry condition more of the year, we're going to have more opportunities to get manure out when those rain and weather conditions allow us.
We're talking with Aaron Pape from UW Discovery Farms about improving soil conditions for nutrient management. And can you share with us some alternative cropping and how that helps with the overall management?
Yeah. So, you know, we want to have these Goldilocks soil and weather conditions when we spread manure. You know, we want the soil to be dry, but not so dry that it's cracking. And we want, you know, it not to be raining within a couple of days of when we're spreading. But in our current corn silage cropping system that is dominant on dairies, we really don't get many opportunities to have those good soil and weather conditions. And so once we start looking outside of the normal corn silage and alfalfa realm, we start to see that there's some other crops that we could start to work into rations and maybe convert some of those corn silage acres to something different that provide us more of those good opportunities to get manure out when conditions are right. So, you know, something like an old standby like oats and peas, you know, that's an early spring planted crop, comes off in July. Well, July we're going to have dry conditions probably that you'll be able to get manure out after that. A really exciting new cropping system that's starting to come up is sorghum sedan grass and different varieties of sorghums and sedan grasses that that encompasses. Again, we're not planting that crop until like June 1st, and so we have opportunity to get manure out in late May before we put that crop in. It's a multi-cut system, and so you can get manure out after every harvest. And that sorghum sedan grass is really going to suck up that nitrogen and those nutrients from that manure. So it works out nicely from a nutrient management perspective, as well as just opportunities to get those pits emptied when conditions are right. And there's all sorts of stuff like that. Utilizing winter cereals like triticale or cereal rye, you know, they give you that living cover throughout the wintertime. They provide that nice soil stabilization effect that growing plant can provide by pulling that water out of the soil. You could harvest that as a forage in the springtime, then you can put some manure on it before you go in with your corn silage or forage sorghum or whatever other crop you're going to plant in there. So a lot of opportunities to utilize different crops besides corn silage to open up some opportune windows for getting manure out.
There's plenty of opportunities, and we'll continue more on our topic of improving soil conditions for nutrient management with Aaron Pape from UW Discovery Farms, brought to you by PDPW, Dairy's Professional Development Organization. Check out their events and resources and podcasts at pdpw.org. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.